Hi, Dennis.
Yes.
Hey, Dennis. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm not so bad. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a good day so far. Looks like you were talking to Lulu. She asked me to apply a discounted pricing structure for you because we had quoted you in the past. So she wanted me to pull that information and make sure we give you the same offer. Let me go ahead and look up your profile. How's business been for you lately?
Well, I mean, it's a busy season. I mean, that's what happens every year.
Mm-hmm.
It slows down during the winter time, so mm-hmm. Yeah.
Has its waves.
Yeah, just like everything else.
Yeah, that's definitely true. It looks like the search criteria. I mean, there's a system called Google Analytics. I don't know if you've heard of that before, but it lets you see like what people are searching for on Google. That's how we help the business owners get connected with their customers. And there's not really a huge drop off until the beginning of December. It seems like winter's starting to start later and later over the last couple of years. And then it kind of runs later too into what's normally springtime. It'll still be winter season. Let me see what I can do for you here. All Pro Fix. Okay. It looks like the last time we spoke with you, Dennis, was in June. And you spoke with one of my colleagues here, Laura. And then also we spoke with you in February of this year as well. So usually about 4 to 6 months between conversations. It looks like Laura had quoted you $199 with a $99 setup fee. I can actually get that $99 setup fee waived, so it'd be even lower than what we originally quoted you. What she was having you do was start out at $298 and then go down to $199 each month after that. I can waive that setup fee, so it's just $199 out the door. And that'll get the Google Business Profile set up for you and the optimization. So that way, I mean, she said it the last time we talked to you in February that you've been trying to get Google verified for about 6 months at that time.
Yeah, I've been trying to get it. Yeah, that took a while. But as far as I know, it went through. So everything's good now.
Perfect. Yeah, so we need that Google Business Profile in order to actually move you up to the first page of the search results. We usually offer to do that for you. That's a lot of what they charge that $99 setup fee for, is like requesting the PIN on your half, filling out the verification form, and then doing the video call with them for you. But if you already done that, then there's no need to even charge you the setup fee anyway. So the major benefit to you is not so much the Google verification. It's the fact that we'll build the website for you, host the website, have that attached, and then we'll put you on the first page of the search results as a top recommended option for your service area. And about 90% of searches do start and stop on that first page of Google. So, you know, we're putting you right in the thick of it as far as where people are going to look or the primary source for people to search, and then you don't have to pay per lead or click or call for the calls that come in from being up there. It's just the one-time monthly fee of the $199.
So how long would that, what's the listing, what's the duration of the listing, like how long will it be up there?
Well, it's a month-to-month service. So everybody that's up there, yeah, they're coming back on their own each month. We don't require any kind of contract or commitment from the business owners.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how much is it a month again?
With the discounted pricing structure, it's $199.
$199 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's $1 a month than two.
Mm-hmm. So is that just to be on the first page or like on the top of the result or?
Yeah, it's on the. It's at the top of the first page. You'll see a map that pops up, and then there's usually only three top recommended options. So it would be one of those top options there.
Okay.
And then we list you for 15 keywords or services.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And that's with building a website or not?
Yes, we'll include the website for you. So we're partnered with Google. We're able to get you a domain for pennies on the dollar. So we'll just include that for you. And then we'll do all the graphic design and content creation for you. We would ask you to send in photos of like before and after shots of work that you've done in the past, or like a company logo if you have one, just for branding reasons. But other than that, we do all the legwork on it. And obviously we want your input so it represents your business properly and looks how you want it to look.
So let's say after, let's say I decide to, you know, get swamped with work, I decide to kind of, stop advertising with Google. Will I still have access to my website, or that would be canceled as well?
Well, every website, I don't know if you've ever looked into getting a website, but every website on the internet has a host. So usually you pay anywhere from $20 to $30 in hosting just to keep the website up and running. And then they also help you with maintenance, right? So you're still going to need an active host, whether you want to continue to host it through us or through somebody else.
Let's say I'm just talking about advertising. Let's say I decide, you know, to kind of, it happens. And sometimes you get swamped with work and people just continue on calling.
Yeah.
But just let's say for hypothetically, you know, like I decide to stop listing with Google, but I still want to keep my website. Where would that take me? I mean, what's the procedure after that? Because I can't advertise forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand. I mean, some guys do. I mean, so we have options for you at that point. If you want to keep the hosting active on the site, it's usually about $30 month to month. Or if you want to find another host like GoDaddy or something like that, but you do have to have a host is what I'm trying to explain. So even if
I understand that.
Our services, yeah, you need to have a host in order to keep it up and running, but we don't delete any of it. If you discontinue the placement, it's not like we go in there and delete your site or anything. It's just, you do need to have a host in order to keep it active and up and running.
Okay. So, I mean, let's say if I find someone else, what's the procedure of that to host the website?
Yeah, then we would just transfer the domain over and then they'll take over hosting and we'd part ways.
Okay.
All right. We document all of that too. It's part of our service agreement. So we have like a severance like package, you know, for guys who like, if they discontinue the placement or if they relocate to another area, but they want to keep all, you know, the reviews, the website, the content that's been created. So yeah, we have that all outlined in the agreement. So it's a pretty easy transition.
Okay, so can you still advertise me without me having a website or
somewhere? Oh, yeah. No, we could do it without a site. The website was something I was just including for you since I seen you didn't have one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, let's say if not including a website, what would that run me?
Oh, the pricing structure would be the same. I wasn't charging you anything for the site. I was just including that since, you know, if you're doing Google advertising, we're a Google partner. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure you have tools that are going to make you, or at least level the playing field as much as possible with the other guys that are up there. So if they have it and that could be a deciding factor for potential prospects, then we would want you to have it too. So that way you're seeing equal to or greater return on investment from your campaign, and that way you don't have a problem continuing to use it each month. So it's kind of like...
Is there a demo website that I can look at that would somewhat give me an idea of what my website would look like? Just out of curiosity, is there like something I can just go off of, see what it, you know?
Yes, we do have a demo link. I'm going to send it to you now.
Okay.
And then all you got to do is click on it. That'll take you to the portion of our site that has the My Sites. So they're optimized landing pages. They have a responsive design for our mobile platform submission. About 83% of searches done on Google today are done on a mobile device like an iPhone, Android, or tablet. So this type of site automatically shapes to fit the screen of the device that they're searching on, whether it's mobile or if they're on a regular desktop computer at home.
Okay, and let's say if I, like down the road, let's say if I proceed with this and what, if I want to like add and remove some pictures or add some pictures, what, you know, to the website, what would the procedure be, you know?
It's all part of our
host. Do I get in touch with you or,
yeah,
or do I get
yeah.
in touch with the host? Or?
Well, we're a large company. We've been around for 20 years. So it's not just me. You will have my direct number and extension, but you can call in at any time to make revisions. The hosting is a part of your service. So you just let us know what you want. And then I could also send you the email address right now. It's very easy. It's just photos@localsplash.com. And anytime you want to send in photos, you send them to that email address and we'll already have an account for you with your number and email on file. We'll know it's you and, what to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's very easy. It's just a phone call.
All right. Okay.
We try to make it
so,
as easy for you guys as possible. That way you can focus on the customers and reviews.
I understand. Okay. All right. Well, can I just think about it? If you can give me a call back, next week, I want to say, Tuesday or Monday, would that be okay? Let's just do Tuesday.
Well, the last time we had a listing available, was about 4 months ago. Usually when a spot opens up, we're a Google partner, so they'll just give the Google partners the list of the companies that are in this business category. And then there's reps like Lulu and Laura that you talk to and Tara, you know, that they go down it and they kind of fill the listing first come, first serve. Once they fill that spot with a business owner, it goes to them. So we actually close out the category. We won't be able to, we'll have to wait basically is what I'm getting at. We have to have somebody either discontinue or be removed or relocate to another area before we can revisit the conversation. That's why you keep having these like 4 and 6 month gaps between us contacting you.
Okay, I see. All right. Well, tomorrow I'm not, tomorrow kind of have a, basically tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, I'm kind of not going to be available.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, the things that we need from you is usually just paperwork. It's not like we have to, do a lot. There would mainly be just a client interview. That's about a 30-minute conversation. And then there's a Google verification form that you got to fill out. And that takes guys usually 2 to 3 days, to get over, but
well,
you've already been verified, so it's pretty easy process.
Well,
we're just confirming that there's no changes in that information.
Well, let's do this. I mean, if it's still open on by Monday, give me a call. If not, then I guess I'll just wait till, you know, some other time something becomes available.
Okay.
In that case.
But
I would definitely like to get the website thing started. That would be that'd be something I would be interested in.
Your main interest is the website, not the first page placement?
No. I mean, like, no. I'm just saying, like, if the spot is not open by Monday, I would still would like to proceed with the website, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, like in getting the package with the site. Well, can I ask you, I mean, rather than run the risk of losing the position, what's going to change between today and Monday?
Well, I'm taking a holiday off, so, yeah.
I mean, if we started working on
tomorrow,
it today, then by Monday we could already have the initial draft of the website already completed, you know? Website
would
be done by
Monday.
Are we talking
about the website or the advertising?
Well, the Google verification, I mean, you're already verified, so I mean,
I mean, when you said starting a paperwork, are you talking about the website or are you talking about the advertising?
Oh, yeah. So if we launch the campaign and you secure the first page placement, that's the moneymaker. You know, it would cost you $299. That'll cover you all the way up until November 2nd. So you'll have the advertising and the website in that $199 pricing structure. There's no other charges. So we'll start working on the site right away. We'll get a domain purchased, schedule an interview so you get an idea on how you want it to look, and we start working on it. So that's what I'm saying. By Monday, you know, you'd have the website up and running. The website only takes us about 3 to 5 days to develop and customize. And I sent you some examples of what those
sites look
like. So.
Well, to be honest, I just don't have the pictures ready. I mean, like you said, we would need pictures. I mean, it's something I don't have right now, and that's why I'm taking the holiday.
That's not a problem.
Holiday off is something I can't do.
Yeah. No, I hear you. That's not a problem, Dennis. You got to understand why I sent you that email. We're not saying, hey, you got to give us all the photos so we have a final product. You know, I have guys I've worked with for 10 years consecutively, and their website changes all the time. They send us new photos all the time, and we change it. So we might develop the initial draft, but there's never really a complete product, because at any time you could place a phone call and say, hey, I want to pivot to doing this, or I want to change this, you know? So the idea here is to get the domain purchased, get the initial draft of your site set up. We do have some stock photos. We'll send that over to you on Monday when you're ready to look at it, and you could send in photos between now and then or continue to send them in moving forward. But what you don't want to do is miss out on the first page placement because of the website. You know, the money maker in all of this is the placement on the first page of Google, not the website. You know, if you have a $10,000 site, but it's not being seen at the moment, people are looking for what you do, it's not going to make you any money. But if you have that $199 placement on the first page of Google and no website, just by having your Google business profile up there, there's still your number and a call button, and they're obviously finding you for the services you provide. You know, they know that you're a contractor for that. It'll make you money. You know, it'll get customers coming in. So the website is something that I'm literally throwing in as an added incentive for you, because I know that it'll save you money. Also, what I want to do is have the opportunity to show you the difference between being on the first page of Google versus any other form of advertisement that you've used to date. It's actually been the most profitable way for business owners to market for the last 17 years. So I think you're going to like it.
Well, can you, again, just a question, would you be able to lower the price by a little bit at least?
What are you thinking? I can ask.
Okay.
I mean, the thing is, we quoted you $298 last time, and I've already shaved $100 off of that.
Yeah.
But I could.
Yeah, so right now, I mean, just what's the lowest you can do? I mean, I understand you guys need to make money as well. I'm not dumb, and I understand everybody wants to make money. Everybody needs to make money because everybody has a family to support and life to live.
Right.
So, but I just wanted to ask you, see if you can do anything. As far as, you know, just, I mean, I can give you a price, but I'm not sure. I don't want to kind of, you know, how do I say this?
No, I got you. So
you know, just kind of,
the lowest pricing structure.
Yeah.
No, the lowest pricing structure is actually what I quoted you, but I have been working here for 12 years, and there was a point where we had a package at $149, but they tell us to not sell that because we technically could lose money on the first month if you ended up leaving us after 1 month. But I can ask them. You know, they tell us to not sell it without asking them. So that's what I was saying.
Well,
if you could ask,
if you could ask, that'd be great.
Let me ask them here. One second.
Sure.
Because they monitor our calls. We're a Google partner.
No,
they can hear you. Yeah, I just have to message them.
I'm not hiding anything.
No, I know. I know you're not. I'm just saying they can hear you, so I just have to literally ask them, though, and put it in writing.
Okay,
so
sure.
Can
sure.
I offer this client a package of $149 local SEO and my site? And if I get approval on this, this is something you're willing to move forward with?
Yeah, $149, sign me up, yeah.
Okay. Okay. They said that I can go ahead and enroll you at the $149 pricing structure, but I should ask you for a 2-month verbal commitment. So it's not going to be...
Sure, sure.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile then, Dennis. I know you already have the Google business profile, so this is actually just looking to see if there's any changes from what's been submitted to Google, and then obviously verify, let them know that we're going to be doing the Google Places placement with you.
I constantly update my Google profile, so whatever you see on there is up to date. Even the logos.
The
logos
19 Colonnade Way, Suite 117, Unit 138. State College,
yep,
PA?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, yep. Right. Everything's up to date. The pictures are, try to keep them up to date. So, I said, nothing changed. The emails were the same.
Okay, and you have full access to that, correct?
To my profile, Google?
Yes, because they're going to send you a confirmation email, and it'll have a code in there for you to add us as managers so that we could go into the Google Business profile and actually move it up to the first page.
So when you become if you become a manager, you're going to be changing anything on there or not?
No, we don't change anything without your consent. No. So we're just doing the programming and the algorithm updates that'll move you up to the first page of the search results for the services that you're going to request to be found for. So we'll customize it.
So let's say down the road, like in a year, if I decide not to advertise with Google, would they still have access to my profile or not?
No. We'll discontinue this service and it'll still be just as you are right now. There won't be any negative or ill effects to it. Usually what we do is we build these for businesses from scratch, but you happen to already have it and we can't duplicate the listing. So we have to go that route, whereas you remain the owner of the listing and the creator of the listing. You just add us as managers so that way we could do the programming. And that's actually the best way to go. That way you don't ever have to worry about any funny business happening.
That's my concern, is the funny business happening.
Yeah. If you look up our company, I mean, we've been in business since 2004. We wouldn't do anything to harm your company. I mean, our reputation is more valuable to us than to get a bad review.
Okay.
And then, what do you spell your first name? Dennis.
Yeah, you can. Yep. Yep.
Uh-huh. And then the last name. Your last name.
Yeah. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. It is D. M as in Michael. I. T as in Tom. R. I. Y as in yellow. E as in Echo, V as in Victor.
Demetrius?
Yep, that's correct.
Got it. Okay. Dennis Demetrius. Double D. All right. And then what is your business email address where I could send you everything in writing as well as the outline of the service agreement and a receipt?
Yeah, it is allprofix, LLC, just my company name as you see it on Google, at gmail.com.
Perfect. Okay. And no changes to the hours of operation or the primary line of contact for the business?
Nope. Whatever you see on Google, that's as
okay. Perfect.
That's as I work. So when it comes down to website, am I going to give my company's email as well or not?
Yeah, you will use the same email for the website.
Oh, no. I mean, like, let's say on the website, is there going to be my email on there or is it going to be this at gmail.com? Email.
No, it's going to be this business email address that we have here, but actually what's going to be on the site is a contact us form, so they won't actually even see the Gmail. We just set it up to, if they fill out that form, it'll automatically forward there. Does that make sense?
Oh, it'll forward it to Gmail.
Yeah, it'll forward it to your business Gmail that you just provided.
Okay.
And then there's also a tracking system too, and it'll gather the information in that tracking system too. So you'll have your own login credentials for that as well.
Mm-hmm. So basically then at my Google business profile, there will be a, like pretty much like an email attached to that profile as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it should already be set up that way, actually, through your Gmail. So that way, if there's any like issues with your Google business profile, it'll automatically forward to that Gmail account.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If it's not already set up that way, we could update it for you, but it should already be. You usually have to put an email in order to even create the Google business page, let alone get it verified.
So question, who's going to be working with my account? Do you guys like outsource this to someone or it's all done in-house?
It's all done in-house.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'll be your account lead. I won't be the only person that you talk to, but there will be an account management team that's going to help me like with fulfillment. But if you are one of those guys, I totally understand where it's like, hey, I like just dealing with the same people. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. You could always call in directly.
Okay. All right.
There are times where I may be on the phone like this, and if you insist on just talking to me, they'll take a message, and then I'll follow up with you at my earliest availability. Okay. All right. Save. All right. You should have that contact info there. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $149, how did you want to do that?
Well, I'm assuming you're not going to take cash, right?
No, yeah, it has to be either a business or personal Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or Amex.
Okay. It'll be American Express.
Okay. And is this under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under my name.
Okay.
But so. I think it's my business is kind of, I mean, I'm not sure how they did it, but yeah.
Okay.
Basically, yeah.
Dennis.
It's in my name.
Demetrius. Okay. And the billing address is the same as the street address that was verified by Google?
Actually, hold on a second here.
Mm-hmm. So we'll decline. American Express is very
good. Yeah. No, let's do Discover Card.
Okay.
Let's do that. Because I know they're really, American Express is a little bit sensitive with everything else.
Yeah, if one thing is off, they'll flag it. So. Okay. I love my Amex, though. They give me these credits where I'm able to, like, take my kids to Universal Studios, like, for free once a year. I've been getting half off Disney tickets. So Amex is cool. It's got a lot of incentives.
Yeah, they got some good true.
Good incentives and just good security as well, too.
Yeah.
All right. And then Discover, according to my system, a Discover card will start with a 6011. If you can go ahead and read off the 16 digits, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay, so I'm not going to do the 6011. 0026.
0026.
4724.
4724.
6651.
6651. Okay, and the expiration date,
expiration
month and year?
Expiration 1025.
Okay, and 3-digit code on the back.
153.
Okay, and then before I can legally authorize any transaction with your business, I do have to do a voice verification recording as an added form of protection. If I say anything
before you proceed, mm-hmm. The card is a different address, not what you see on Google.
Okay, so this isn't the Colonnade Way. Okay, let me update this. Thank you for that.
Yes, that's what I want to make sure, because this card is not the...
Yeah, it will decline. We use VeriSign, so everything has to match.
Yep.
What's the billing address?
For that one, it is a P.O. Box 162.
Okay,
Mingleville.
Oh, Mingleville.
Yep. 16856.
6856. Okay, I found it. I spelled Mingleville wrong. You know what's weird is I usually work with guys in PA. Is Mingleville just like a really small area?
Yes, it's a very, very, very small town. It's a very small town. And it's a quiet small town. That's the way I like it. So
yeah,
there's
lots
of nature and quiet. I used to live in a city, and it's not for me. I'm too.
Especially, I actually went to Philadelphia 2 months ago, and it was not pleasant to go to the downtown area. I don't blame you for that one. I'd stay as far away from there as possible.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah. Okay, but yeah, I hadn't heard of Mingleville before, so that's why I was asking. I was like, oh, must be a very hideaway town.
Let's not just make sure nobody knows where it's at.
Yeah.
Let's keep it that way.
Keep it a secret.
Gotcha. Yep.
Okay. So you ready for this voice verification?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, Dennis. So you're on a recorded line, as I mentioned earlier. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All of our calls will be recorded for quality assurance and to outline the service agreement with our company, also as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
All Pro Fix LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Dennis Demetriev, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you just provided to me?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, Dennis. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is October 2nd of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $149 for a pro package. I have a managerial override from Senior Representative Christian Hernandez. I've locked you in at this discounted pricing structure, so it's not just the first month deal, Dennis. What we do is we lock you in at that rate, so it'll stay reoccurring each month on the second day at $149 for as long as you're with us. And then it says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. I have included the website for you at no additional cost. All that we ask is if you are ever to discontinue our services, just please let us know before that next bill is due so that we can stop the automated billing cycle that's set up on the second of each day. So we got to let us know before the second. Okay. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. As mentioned earlier, I am supposed to recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months, but you are not binded to any kind of long-term contract regarding that. So I'm going to save. Okay. Let me just make sure I add the website to your bundle here. Where is the my site? Okay. And then we waive the fees affiliated with the site. Still add into the package. Save. All right. And then I'm going to process your payment now. When the payment clears, you're going to receive a text message and email, outline of the agreement in writing. There will be a Google verification form. It's pretty, I could say that it's not necessary, but again, just so that it's coming from you and not just us, if you could fill that form out, it's going to look kind of repetitive.
Is that email to me or text?
Both. Yeah, we do everything both unless you opt out of the texting and you're like, hey, I don't want to text, then we change it. Mm-hmm. And then also you'll get a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system.
Okay, so is that going to be for with your company or?
Yeah, that's in order to track your success on Google. So that's going to be, that tracking system is actually hooked up to your Google business profile. It's going to give you all the insights and the Google Analytics from the optimization that we're doing for you.
So can I access that feature through my Google profile, or I have to use the separate login info?
Yeah, it's a separate thing because we actually developed that on our own. That's not something that people just get having a Google business profile. It's our own client relation management system. So it's like a little CRM. Mm-hmm. If you're missing calls, it'll actually like save their information for you. That way you don't need like a answering service or somebody there all the time. You can go back and follow up with them. You could request reviews through there to help build up your reviews and get those going.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I can't believe I sold a $149 package in 2024. I'll tell you that. I haven't seen that in a few years. So.
Well, I'm telling you. I mean, there's lots of things that happened this year I haven't seen before. So.
Yeah. Well, no, it's okay, because obviously our investment here is in the long term, you know, so it's fine if they're like, hey, you know, bite the bullet for a couple months, maybe we'll take a loss on it initially, but I feel like once you see it work, and that's kind of what they agreed with, is once you see it work, then you're likely to turn into a long-term customer, especially if you could do anything with Home Advisor by Angie's List there. Those guys are really expensive, and they sell their leads to a bunch of other people, but...
Yeah, that's, I mean, I use them usually, and I'm going to cancel them because some of the projects they gave me, and I followed up, and, you know, I called clients, and like, yeah, this project's been closed for like 2-3 months. Like, why are you calling me? I'm like, well, they sent it over to me, so it was just ridiculous.
Okay. Let me see here. Sorry, they were just messaging me. They wanted to do a client interview with you, and I didn't actually schedule a client interview, so they were telling me to make sure to schedule an interview with you. I know you said you're going to take a trip here soon. Is there a time tomorrow where we could circle back with you and do the client interview?
Well, tomorrow I can. That's why, I mean, I'm kind of sitting here in my car. My wife has dinner ready, so I'm kind of taking up all that time.
Okay. So, what about Friday?
I guess that's why I said Monday or Tuesday would be the best for me. I'll have more time. Right now I'm kind of
Well,
training into,
I'm just looking
territory
for,
here.
Yeah, I'll let you get to dinner, Dennis. We're already done here. I just want to know a set time for Monday, and then I'll send you an email and a text message notification for that interview. That way you have the reminder.
Yeah, so let's do Monday. Are you going to be calling me or someone else?
It'll be a client interview technician. A lot of times what they want me to do is contact you first, introduce you to them, and then they go and take over from there.
Okay, and what are we all about? Like, just interview?
The services you provide, the service area you cover, and how you want your website to look.
Okay. The reason I was asking, just want to see how long the conversation will take. That's all.
About 30 minutes.
In that case, 30 minutes. Okay. Mm-hmm. In that case, let's do 9 on Monday.
9 a.m.? Okay. Ooh. Yeah. Actually, so the earliest we could do on Monday is 10 a.m.
Okay, yeah, let's do 10 a.m.
All right. Look out for that calendar invitation. I'm going to send it to your Gmail, and then we will text you 1 hour prior to the appointment as well as a heads-up reminder.
Okay, and before you go, what would be my next step? Like, I know you sent me a few links there. What should I take care of first?
Yeah, so you want to assign your subscription terms. That's one of them. And then the other one is the Google verification form. You have time. You know, you have basically until Monday to fill out that verification form, but it's really just us and Google verifying the information that you already have on that Google mm-hmm. business profile. So it should be
okay.
pretty easy. It'll ask you for like license, insurance, if you have it, a couple of things. So you just want to fill those two mm-hmm. things out and then be prepared for that call at 10 o'clock on Monday.
Okay. Okay. All right.
If you feel like you're missing anything, Dennis, remember I'm here, right? So you have the number.
Okay.
Call in, and we have 24/7 customer service too.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Well, you have a great weekend. I'll talk to you soon. You're very welcome.
You as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.